What's good, everybody? It's your boy, John Hudson with Focus Driven. You are now Focus Driven with John Hudson. What can I say, man? I'm from Kansas City, Kansas, born and raised on the playground. It's where I spend most of my days. But unfortunately, I ain't talking about the playground on this particular podcast. Man, I never thought I'd say this in a million years, let alone me live to see this. But how about them Chiefs, my dude? Are you for real? 31-20, Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl champions. They defeated the San Francisco 49ers. Man, I'm going to tell y'all a little something right now. I had a lot of doubts, bro. Had a lot of doubts going into this whole season. I'm going to tell you straight up. I got a backup team just in case they lost. So it's been 50 years, and I wasn't going to let my backup team, even though they didn't make it to the playoffs, I wasn't going to stop rooting for them if they was going to happen to go to the Super Bowl. But thank God that they didn't, because the Kansas City Chiefs prevailed, and it feels so freaking good. Man, I never thought it. Listen, man, the parade of welcoming the Kansas City Chiefs and now back to its original home, the Lombardi Trophy is back in Kansas City, man, and the city right now is lit. I have been to a few places in Kansas City where it all got started, anywhere from the Power and Light District to the Sprint Center to hanging out downtown to even going to just particular grocery stores or any store here in the Kansas City metropolitan area. Man, it's red, white, and gold all day, bro. Like, everybody's talking about the Chiefs. No, you don't understand. I was down, like, at a friend's house. You know what I'm saying? We was just chilling, just talking about stuff. His dog came in. His dog's name is Sam. Then Sam said, "Roll up them Chiefs." I said, "Come on, cuz. Everybody talking about the Chiefs?" Everybody is so freaking proud of the Kansas City Chiefs, man, and I am too. So I wanted to send a huge shout out to Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and the entire Kansas City Chiefs team organization for bringing home with such class, with such respect, and with such triumphant will and determination the championship back to Kansas City. A lot of people don't know, man. We waited 51 years before this would happen. You know what I'm saying? So this is a long time coming, but we're so glad that it is here, man. I told myself, I said, it'd be three things I never thought to see in my entire life. One is a black president. Barack Obama, you fulfilled that term. Not once, twice. So that's one that I thought I'd never see, but I seen it in two terms of my lifespan. I'm 42 years old. My birthday is in 2 weeks. And yeah, it feels good. Second thing is I never thought in my lifetime that I would see Michael Jackson go out the way that he did. And that I would actually live longer than Michael Jackson. So the way that that whole ordeal went down back in, I don't know, 2009. When Michael Jackson passed away, I never thought I'd see that in my entire life. Number three is, yes, you guessed it. I never thought I'd see the Kansas City Chiefs actually hold a Super Bowl championship in my lifetime. And they did it, man, in dramatic fashion, the comeback kings. And now we can profess and provide the true championship of the kingdom being back in Kansas City. So once again, kudos, udos, budos to my boys, Kansas City Chiefs. And now that we have solidified champs, it feels good. I don't think I'll ever root for another team, and I could probably throw away my backup team because I don't care if it takes another 50 years, whether if I'm here or not, I've at least seen the Kansas City Chiefs win a Super Bowl in my lifetime. So I'm grateful for that. You know what I mean? So it's cool. So the week has been very touching for me, for what has happened. You know, last week I, you know, The last podcast, I was sharing my love, my concerns, my condolences, my thoughts and prayers all week have been to Gigi Bryant and Kobe Bryant's family. I pray for Vanessa and all what they have had to go through within these last trying times. And my journey will continue to ever uplift and to use their lives as a way that we all can hopefully learn from. Because as I stated last week, you know, Kobe and all those other people, in addition to Kobe and Gigi and the seven others that were tragically killed, you know, they didn't waste their lives. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't sitting around waiting on the opportunity to happen. They was in the air flying, moving, making action, going towards it. And that just goes to show the testament and faith and the will and the perseverance and the action that they provided to execute their plan and to accomplish it. So it brings me back down to some questions that I want to ask you as you listening to this podcast. You know, all these people and all these great things that I just mentioned within the first 5 or 6 minutes of this podcast, have you ever took a look at what are you doing to keep yourself focused and to keep yourself driven to all the goals and dreams and aspirations and things that you want to do? Have you ever considered taking an action plan or taking a faith walk to the things that you are most passionate about? The one thing that I can say about the tragedy is that it is indeed a tragedy, but life in itself is all about taking a faith step. And how do you spell faith? You spell faith R-I-S-K. Faith is a risk. You have to be willing to take risks, to be vulnerable, to do anything that you want to do in life. Nothing comes just by chance. Nothing will happen from you doing everything in a normal fashion. You will have to take risk in order to be great. You will have to take risk in order for change to happen and in order for growth to come in. You will have to have a seed and a spirit of determination, because those are all the things that happen when you live a life that is focused and that is driven. Yeah, I'm going to, you know, corroborate that with the title of my podcast, because that's what life is all about. And seeing the good and the bad these last few weeks has just encouraged me and inspired me even more to do bigger and better things on my own. I got some good news for myself this week. And whether I choose to tell it to other people and whether if I don't choose to tell it, it's okay, because I'm seriously considering it, because I feel like now is the time. For the last few weeks, I've been really praying and asking God, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? Where is it that you want me to go in life? Because I've been hurt. It's been many of things that I've had to endure. And I was like, Lord, you know, out of this faith and pursuings and my trials, where is it that you want me to be? So he brought me to a scripture that I want to share with you, if you don't mind. And it's the scripture of Psalms 40, 1-3. And it reads this, because, you know, anytime you wait on the Lord, it's not always going to be the way that you want to wait. And so some of us don't want to wait. We just want to accelerate and do our own thing and go our own way. And you see how that goes. When you do your own thing and go your own way, you're literally taking God out of the equation and you putting your force and your will in. And then that's where, you know, you get your results instead of God's results. But Psalms 40, verse 1-3 reads like this. This is David talking. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that, blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust. Wow. So what the heck? Who did the heck are you trusting in, man? Some of y'all trusting in your jobs, thinking, man, if I could just hold on to this job, everything gonna be all right. If I could just hold out for another 25 years on my job, as soon as that retirement kicks in, I'ma be good to go. Well, I would beg to differ. You don't know what God's gonna do in the next 20 years. So I would never ever trust in something that does not even come close to what the Holy Spirit offers. I want to encourage you today to start trusting in the Lord. And sometimes trusting in the Lord, it can take what I like to call a spiritually calibrated risk. You know, of course you got to use common sense, but use common sense with the spirit of discernment. And you have to use wisdom. You know, what is wisdom? You know, wisdom is the ability to recognize difference. Learned that from Mike Murdoch out of Texas. If you ever get a chance, Google Mike Murdoch and his teachings. Very, very good dealing with wisdom. So you got to have some wisdom keys in order to fulfill some of your life's meaning and life's purpose in life. I'm one of those kind of people that I love to talk about wisdom, and I love to talk about faith, and truth, and honesty, and what I can do to become a better person. What steps that I can take? Who do I need to talk to? What are the proper things to do? What are the proper things to say? So I always use Mike Murdoch as kind of the, you know, person who I can go to, whether it be on YouTube or read one of his hundreds of books that he's written. And I'm not kidding. He's written a lot. You can use those tools. Even in a lot of my books, and people think that I'm, you know, special because I've written over 10 or 12 books. And they're like, man, you got this supernatural, like, gene and strength. Well, it's not really supernatural. It's just that I took a calculated, trusting step in hopes that one day, you know, I used my faith and understood that God can do the impossible. And he did. And so if you read some of my books, you will understand that the spiritual growth and that the Holy Spirit can gravitate to your soul, and it can guide you, lead you in the air, and cause you to succeed. One thing that I'm comparing life to is that, let's say if you was walking and, you know, you get to a high, high level where you're, you know, thousands of miles above the sea level. And then you even thousands of miles up in the air. So now you're in mountain, you're in mountain height where you're, you know, so many thousand feet above the earth. And let's say you get to an edge of the cliff, and you knew the only way that you was going to figure out what you're going to do is that you jump. And the only thing you got with you to jump is an umbrella, and that's it. I'm just using this as an example. But let's say you jump because you just know that if you jump, you know you got a greater option to be successful. Well, you just put yourself in another category, because if you didn't jump and do it, you would just be dealing with the same old thing. And there would be no hope or chance for any kind of change and growth, development, or success that can happen into your life. But the fact that you did jump, now you just made yourself even more objective or subjective to some things happening where you actually can succeed. You took the leap of faith. I would rather take the leap of faith knowing that I'm going somewhere with a chance to make it versus not taking a leap of faith at all. And I got to deal with the same old foolery. To me, that's the definition of insanity. Doing the same old thing and getting the same results. Why would I want to do that? People ask me, John, you are so educated. You're a smart guy. How did you do all that? You wrote 13 books. You did a video. You've talked to kids. You've made so much money. You've written all these books. And, you know, how did you do all that? And I tell people this all the time. It was a calculated risk of me trusting in God and surrounding myself around people who had my best interests at heart. I didn't really talk to individuals who didn't understand what I was trying to do or didn't know the ins and outs of trying to be successful. I didn't just have a plan just to wing it, as they say. I literally had to wake up each and every day and say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to accomplish this today. This is on my list. I can check this off. That's done. I executed that plan, and I'm going to move forward to whatever else is left. Now, here I am in my 40s. Those on my list of things to do are, you know, still, I'm checking them off, but they're not as many anymore. And so now it's all about just the ultimate goal of reaching people and helping and giving that sense of healing and understanding that life actually can be better if you was to take time and look at yourself and say, hey, am I really accomplishing the things that I want to do, or am I just letting time fly by and waiting on somebody else to tell me what to do? So I want you to consider that, because life, it is what you make it. And this is not the time to waste your life. As you see, people are passing away for no reason. People are passing away in accidents and things happen. So you really can't take life for granted. And you can't just wait thinking that, I can do it tomorrow, or I can do it next month, or man, I got 2 years to knock that out. Nah, if there's ever a time to do anything, time is right now. So I want to encourage you, don't wait till tomorrow, because if you wait till tomorrow, tomorrow might be too late. But when you do it, get a plan. Talk to some people, talk to a counselor, talk to a teacher, talk to somebody who you can holds great validation and great integrity to some of the things you do. Don't go be talking to your cousin Craig, who's, you know what I'm saying, doing everything but the right thing. That's not the person that you need to talk to. You don't need to talk to an individual who will not professionally and adequately and legally lead you down the right path. So you might want to talk to somebody who understands like your process and talk to them in such a way that thinking that it's possible to do, because it is possible. You know, everything that you want in life is possible. I look at people like Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan and all these people who've done everything at the highest level, and you see that they live a life of no regrets. So, you know, think about the people who you really, really talk to on a day-by-day basis and see, out of those five people, who has your best interest at heart? You'd be surprised. The way you can determine that is look at your cell phone. Look at the five people you've called on your cell phone, on your call logs, and see if any of those five people got your best interest at heart. That'd be a great determining factor, because you'd be surprised by those five people that you've last called. You'd be like, you know what? These people are just as janky and as illiterate or ignorant as all get out. And I can't call none of these people who really think about my interests and got my best interest in heart for being successful in life. Let me put it to you this way. If five people you got on your phone that I'm asking you to call, if any of them got connections to drugs, violence, or anything illegal, them ain't the ones you want to talk to about what you got going on. Okay? Yeah, they you might want to skip them. Okay? I'm just trying to help you out. Yeah, you might want to look over them numbers and call somebody else, because them ain't the ones you want to be hollering at. But trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. This is the time, man. If I can encourage you to do anything, or the person to see about this kind of process for you to start trusting in God more, or building or strengthening your faith, you might want to go to your church pastor if you got one, or a pastor or some type of a counselor person who you can have these kind of conversations with, because it's okay. It's okay to do that. And be real with them. Be transparent. You know, give some details about some things that you feel like, for whatever reason, you need to talk to them. I'm going to share this real quick. I was at work and I was dealing with some individuals who've been part of some TIC. TIC stands for Traumatic Informed Care. So I give care to people on a daily basis as I counsel. And I just want to say one of the things that I know we typically don't talk about as a people is being witness. We either have witnessed or have been involved in some type of traumatic experience, which is causing us to not move forward. A lot of people who has been involved in some kind of traumatic state or traumatic crises, get some help, man, so you can move on from that, bro. So you can live your dreams, man. We've all had some type of traumatic experience, whether it be in somebody passing away, we've seen somebody getting shot, somebody doing drugs, somebody abusing drugs, somebody getting into a fight, being a part of the military, having a diagnosis, any type of mental illness. It can even be a church-related thing that's caused people. You'd be surprised. People in the church that ain't all right either. So it could be, an abuse of power. So just be prayerful and talk to those individuals who you really, really feel trusted that will have your most heartfelt endeavors in mind. All right. So I want to just talk to y'all about that today. Big shout out to y'all. These are just some encouraging words. I'm glad you tuned in. And if you get a chance, man, check out my books, man. Go to Amazon.com, type in John W. Hudson's books, and you can read all of my 13 bestsellers about how and what I did to become successful. And just the things I can do, you can do it better. So as I log out, my 22 minutes is up, but I want to tell you to stay focused, stay driven. God bless you. One. Peace.